Yes.
Hi, thanks. How are you today?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great too. We've got a lot of wind here, but it's still spring, so that's good. Okay, what I'm going to do first is I'm going to ask you just a couple of general questions. You have such a fabulous story that I kind of want to save that story because there's so much you can tell about that. So I wanted to start with some general things like the best advice in life you've ever received.
The best advice in life I've ever received. In terms of life in general, you mean?
Right, I'm going to ask you about speaking next, but in life, yes.
I'm trying to think what's the best advice I've ever received.
Okay, I'm going to let that go to your subconscious, and we'll bring that back, and I'm going to start this way.
Okay.
I have on the line an amazing man. He's a tremendous speaker. He's a tremendous speaker. Gosh, I haven't talked much today. Everyone loves a story like yours, Renee. And this is Renee Godefroy. He came from Haiti. He has an amazing story, and he's a wonderful speaker. Please welcome Renee Godefroy.
Well, it's great to be with you, Terry.
Well, thanks, Renee. Let's go back to when you were in Haiti. Was there a point in your life when you knew you wanted to be a professional speaker? Did that happen in Haiti, or did that happen after you came to the United States?
Well, of course, definitely not in Haiti, because Haiti survival was on my mind. Yeah, that happened after I arrived in this country, and not just right after. It must have been probably 10 to 15 years or so after I arrived in this country that the idea came to mind that, well, the way it happened, I was working at a hotel. I was parking cars. I was a doorman there, and I was discovering books when I was parking cars on the back seats. Whenever I would see a book, I'd go to the bookstore and buy the book, and I began to read a lot of books. I would devour the books, and I saw a catalog by Nightingale Cornett. And then I called the toll-free number and ordered the catalog, and I started ordering tapes of the some of the motivational speakers whose books I was reading. And from that point, I said to myself, I think I want to try this. Now, I also went to a seminar. I think it's called Unleashing the Power Within by Anthony Robbins. I think
Oh,
that's what it is.
great.
Then Personal Power. And I came back to Atlanta and I said, well, this is really what I wanted, what I want to do. Now, I had my fears and doubt. Didn't really think that I could give Americans advice since I didn't go to high school or college in America, and I don't really have too much in common. And so I had my doubts and my fears, but I discovered that Jerry Springer is giving advice, so maybe if he can do it, I can do it too. So.
Well, that was one of my questions. Did you have any doubts? And you answered that. In fact, one of the people that you got a book from one day in Atlanta at the hotel was the man who recently did the foreword to your new book, Kick Your Excuses Goodbye. That's pretty amazing to come full circle like that.
Yeah, Jeffrey Gittermore, and I met him. I remember when he came to the hotel, and I helped him with his bags, and he told me, I have a $5 tip, or I have $5 for a tip, and I have a book. Which one do you prefer? He didn't know.
He didn't know who he was talking to, right?
Yeah. I said, of course, the book. So we started talking, and eventually we became friends. Mm-hmm. And he gave me a lot of good advice along the way. I did also meet a lot of professional speakers, but when they were coming to the hotel, I'd introduce myself. I say, this is Rene Godofroy, I'm your doorman, and I know you are a speaker. This is what I want to do. I will see you on a platform somewhere. Mm-hmm. And many of them really didn't take me serious until I saved my tip money and went to my first conference for the National Speakers Association, and I went to those speakers and I reintroduced myself. This is your doorman, and Rene Godofroy, I carried your bags. I told you this is what I wanted to do. And then now they started taking me very serious.
You opened their eyes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that's how it started for me. Now, Terry, as you know, I've heard they say the statistics in our business is about 90% turnover. And that sounds right to me, because when I started, there were so many speakers who started when I did, but I don't see them anymore. I'm talking about the emerging, the new speakers, the people I can recognize that when I went to my first meeting for the National Speakers Association of Georgia, and I remember seeing them, we talked, and they went to a few meetings. Some of them even went to the National Speakers Association, their first conference, just like I did. But I don't see them anymore.
Well, you've got a great message and a great story, and you have the passion and the fire, and I'm sure that's why you're still involved. I want to focus on your speaking and giving people some speaking advice first, and then go into your amazing story, because, again, your story is, everyone just loves that type of a story, someone who came from somewhere else and made something huge of a life, and that's what you've done, Rene. So I'm going to start with, and since you brought NSA up, do you have any advice for getting involved in NSA for people who haven't taken that leap yet? What would you tell them?
Well, what I would tell them, probably depending on where they are in their speaking career, they might not be qualified to join NSA. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't when I started. Either. But what I did, I started going to the meetings. My first conference, I was not a member. I paid a little more to attend the meeting, but I did. In fact, I think I may have gone for like 2 years before I was able to join. Mm-hmm. Or just